kind of had the same schedule in the bye week we had last time, and felt good about what we accomplished during that time. And I think our kids are looking forward to, you know, with the second bye week, you know, getting back out there and playing and going on the road here for the second time. So, you know, I had a good practice yesterday. We probably introduced a little bit of Minnesota late last week and then kind of followed that up yesterday, and getting ready to hit the ground running tomorrow.
How have those Sunday practices been working out for you guys so far?
Good. It's been a little bit different, obviously, because two of those Sundays were heading into a bye week. So I think our kids like the schedule, and I think it's been good in a lot of regards. Gives us a little more time, obviously, on Monday. So I think it'll be good going forward. I kind of like the schedule, and it's a little different for me, but I thought it would be I do like some of the advantage. There are pluses and minuses to everything, but I kind of like the way it's gone so far.
What's Taylor Martinez's status here going into the week?
You know, Taylor did a little bit yesterday. He did some field work yesterday, took some reps, and to see how he progresses and, you know, how he comes out of it, how he feels, you know, later on today, tomorrow, and then see if we give him a little bit more on Tuesday and see, you know, kind of play it by ear as the week goes on.
Does it surprise you about how long it's taken him to come back, or is it
no,
tough to tell?
It's a injury that's you know, can take a long time. You know, you just don't know. Good. I thought he had a good day. You know, but, you know, I mean, it's, we didn't give him a lot of reps. It was, you know, we'll see how it goes. Like I said, as the week goes on, and he stresses it and sees where he is.
What do you want to see from it? I mean, what are you looking for when you're watching?
You know, a lot of it's by talking to him, you know, seeing, I mean, obviously he's got some rust in some areas that he's got to get, you know, cleaned up, you know, some things that, you know, it's going to be getting back footwork wise and how he feels comfortable doing all the different movements and play actions and footwork and the things that, that he has to do throwing the football, and obviously feeling comfortable being able to put his foot in the ground. And, you know, I thought he looked good, but you know, like I said, you know, we didn't give him a lot, to see how it goes as the week goes on and how he feels, and you know, we're communicating with him, and just, you know, play it by ear.
Did he test the foot as far as planting it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he did. I mean, he didn't go out there, and we just called our offense. So
if he could play, would you still want to rotate either Tommy or Ron in the first half or anything like that?
A lot of ifs. We'll see how it goes.
You make of the Legends race, it's pretty wide open with some of the results.
So. You look around the college football, I think everything's pretty wide open. That's just the nature of college football. And, you know, and you can throw, in my opinion, you could throw probably 40 teams in a hat and go week to week. And you know, the teams that are going to execute that given week are going to, teams are going to win football games. You know, it's not just a Legends division. It's cross college football. That's the way it is.
What was your impression of what Minnesota was able to do at Northwestern?
It didn't surprise me. Minnesota's getting better, and I think they believe in what they're doing. I shouldn't say I'm glad it happened. I hopefully our guys got it got our guys' attention. I'm sure it did.
How's Jake Long coming along?
He's coming along. He's doing some field work, and he's probably just like similar to Taylor. See how he goes as the week goes on and how he feels.
Jamal Turner as well. I know he's had that kind of
issues. No issues with Jamal. No issues with other than that, we're pretty healthy.
Still considering taking Richard off Chavo? Or are you going to find alternate solution?
Well, that's a possibility. You know, we'll see. Like I said, we're just kind of practicing and a number of guys there, and we're going to go with our best option. And you know, I mean, that's always a consideration. We're not here. We're not saving them for anything. We got a lot of football left to play this year. We're going to do what we feel gives us the best opportunity to win.
Has he been practicing with the ones?
Not with the ones, but he's been getting reps. But he's been getting reps all along.
You for sure want to rotate that guard, or could you ride those two guys out and just play an entire game?
Well, I mean, like I said, it depends. You know, could we play him the whole game? Probably. Is that what we like to do? No, not necessarily. I mean, we'd rather still rotate a guy in there and give some guys some. We have a lot of flexibility on our offensive line. That's a plus. But you know, right now we're at the point where, you know, you lost a guy 2 weeks ago, so we're still trying to figure out the best combinations and exactly how to go about it. And you know, some of that plays out in. You know, we've only had four practices since that time. So, you know, play it by ear a little bit and still trying to figure it out as we go along.
This was pretty good at running the ball and also stopping the run, which generally points to good offensive and defensive line play. What have you seen just from those two units from them and the challenge that they present to your own offensive and defensive line?
Well, I think they're physical up front. They have good size and you know, they're committed to what they do, and they're not necessarily looking to get fancy in some areas, but they're committed to what they do. They want to play ball control offense, and they're heavily committed to stopping the run on defense, and they do it well. You know, it's they have a philosophy and they stick with it.
You see much change in their offense depending on which quarterback's out there?
No, I think it's pretty similar. You know, they just go with who's hot and who they. But you know, you don't see a lot of big change in what they're doing offensively by quarterback.
2 years ago, when you guys went up there, a lot of Nebraska fans traveling. How much easier does that make the road atmosphere when you get 15,000 to 20,000 fans in a road stadium?
No, we're lucky. We're spoiled to a certain extent. And you know, our fans travel. They go. You know, no matter where we go, we always have a tremendous showing by our fan base, and that's always an advantage. You know, you're pulling into the opposing stadium, and you see Nebraska red everywhere, and the N everywhere. It's always a good feeling. You know, our guys recognize it. They understand that.
From Tommy's first start till now, where have you seen him make the most progress, do you think?
Tommy Armstrong?
Yeah.
I think he's gotten better. You know, he made, obviously, like any quarterback, he made some mistakes in the last game. He had some plays he want back. But I can say even in the first couple, you know, when he first started, I mean, the games he ended up being real efficient. Believe me, there were still some things that he needed to, that he learned from, that he did wrong, that he's a work in progress. And if you ask me 3 years from now, he's going to feel the same way. That's a position where just the more you play, the more you see, the more experience you have, and the better you get. And it takes a long time to master that position because there's a lot of different things happening. And you have a lot of things going. That's why at the next level they pay that guy a lot of money because, you know, it's a difficult position to play.
What do they like about Leroy Alexander, or what are some things you want to see him improve on?
I like what Leroy brings to the table in a lot of different areas. He's young, and he's learning. I think he's sharp. I think he'll tackle. He has good cover skills. He communicates well. He's developing as a safety, and I think he's going to be a really good one down the line. But he's still a guy at this stage of his career. He's got a lot to learn.
The 2 bye weeks to this point, I have a 6 week stretch, no breaks, no bye weeks. 6 games, rise and roll, bless you. How prepared do you feel like you guys are for the 6 week stretch, one, and two? Is it fair to say that the quality of opponent ramps up for you?
Well, you know, I think it's a day to day thing for our football team. I felt like that. I had a pretty good understanding, I thought, of of what it was going to take to bring this football team along. Probably when I first saw the bye schedule, the schedule with the two byes, I wasn't thrilled with it. Then, as you go through camp and you think about how the season's going to play out and envision how the season's going to play out, I thought it was a good thing for us. I think it has been a good thing for us. I think it's helped prepare us for the 6-week stretch that we're about to face. And at the end of the day, it's just my belief that we have to get better each day. We have to keep progressing as a football team, regardless who the opponent is. We have to take care of us. And if we continue to progress, which I think we have progressed as a team, I think we've gotten better in a lot of areas. But I also understand that we have a long way to go. We have a lot more development that needs to happen. We got to keep getting better. And if we keep getting better as the year goes on, then I think we'll like the results. But if we get comfortable, we stop preparing the way we need to prepare, and our progress gets halted for whatever reason, we're not going to like the results. That's kind of the way it works. You got to keep getting better as the year goes on. I think our guys understand that. Because obviously they sit there and they watch the film every day. There's a lot of areas that we got to continue to get better at.
Talk about Leroy. With that spot, him, RV, is it tough to...
You're listening to Bo Pelini's weekly press conference here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Back to Lincoln.
Well, it's not something that you usually have done in the past in terms of playing multiple guys in the safety spot.
Yeah, I think it makes you better. I think it helps you. The competition makes everybody better. And we've gotten better at the safety spot. Our understanding's better. Our communication's better. We've been playing cleaner as years gone on. That was an issue early on. Not with just the safeties, obviously, but across the board. But I've seen good progress. And right now I feel with Leroy playing and Harvey and Coop, who I think is really starting to get a firm grip on what he's doing. And obviously Drew Green and his versatility, that helps you. It helps you as a unit. I think our guys are getting better.
Your ability to turn the ball, takeaways, your turnover margin is up this year. Is that a result of the pressure you get on the quarterback, or is it just a renewed emphasis on reps and those things?
Well, I think that I think execution obviously helps, but you get pressure on the quarterback, that helps. You look at where we are, I think our takeaways have been better. I think there are reasons for it. We have some playmakers in some areas. I think we're faster than we have been in the past. When we execute pretty well, we have a chance to be pretty good when we're all on the same page and we're playing disciplined football. That's usually when turnovers happen. But obviously having a little more speed and some playmakers out there helps you. And the other thing that we've improved as the year's gone on, our third down defense is getting better. And that's going to be big as the year goes on, is having the ability to get off the field on third down. I think we're executing better in that area now. I still think that that's always a big area and something we want to keep working on and something we spend a lot of time on. That's real easy on me today. Jeez. Just waiting to play another game, huh? Thanks, guys.